Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, my name is Blythe Ahlberg, and I would like to welcome you to the Cut the Fat podcast. Visit us at www.cutthefatpodcast.com. If you're new to us, we suggest that you listen to the first 3 to 5 podcasts for the basic toolbox on fat loss.
Well, hello, everybody. We're back.
Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Cut the Fat Podcast.
Yes, my name is Dr. Ray Heinisch.
And I'm Blythe Ahlberg, and we are on episode 17. Can you believe that?
It's amazing.
I know I say that every time. Can you believe it? But I just can't believe that.
It's been over a year now, hasn't it?
Wow.
It's been over a year.
It has.
You know, today, I don't know if you know this, but today we got our 100th 5-star rating on iTunes.
I didn't know, but that's a great piece of news.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks for sharing.
We're on our way up to 1,000.
Woohoo!
So hopefully it'll happen a little bit faster than the
100.
But so you guys out there, if you're tuning in, make sure you go onto iTunes and please rate us. It does help us reach more people that way, right?
Yeah, that's our goal.
And I'd like to start by basically saying hello to a bunch of our listeners and the people that come to Facebook and hang out with us there.
Yeah.
Like Marianne, Stephanie, Lauren, Angela, Eric, Kelly.
Shout out to you guys.
Alejandro, Carla from Down Under. We have a tremendous amount of listeners in Australia.
We do. Don't we have another one from New Zealand too?
Germany, mm-hmm. UK. France, UK. Yeah, it's really cool to hear you guys and to get messages from you guys. So thanks for tuning in. Thanks for leaving your messages and dropping us emails. I know some of you guys have dropped us emails and I haven't had an opportunity to respond yet. Man, we just get so many of them. And it's sometimes tough to fit into a busy work day as is. But we will get to those. So just hang in there, okay?
Yeah. And for those of you who have not looked at our Facebook recently, we did have some pictures taken. And you can match a face with the voices, if you go on our Facebook page, Cut the Fat Podcast, all one word, on Facebook, and we will pop up. Join the group.
Yep. And, please leave your messages on Facebook under the discussion board. We do a lot of discussions on there.
We've got some great topics. People have asked or stated really neat questions, and we'll go back and answer, and they'll come up with extra questions, which I think is cool. It's kind of an ongoing dialogue,
right?
That everybody, you can read, pick up on some stuff that you may not have even thought to ask.
Absolutely. So definitely please check that out. Also, check us out on www.cutthefatpodcast.com. Any of you guys who have blogs out there, feel free to throw some of our articles on your blog and link them back to us if you would. That also helps. So, great. Okay. Well, today's show is entitled Exercise for Fat Loss Part 1.
Okay.
As I was kind of preparing this, I realized that going back and looking at all the other podcasts that we've done, we really haven't done any podcast besides last week that was focused on exercise.
Okay.
And it's funny because the one episode that we've done thus far is basically trashing aerobic activity as a source of burning fat, basically, right?
Yeah, and I went back and listened to that. And it's still a great and interesting podcast to me because it's still, even though I practice it, even though I preach it, it's so hard for me to wrap my head around, cutting down on the aerobic activity. So it's a great one to listen to. And we're going to go back and talk about exercise today and how it pertains to fat loss.
We are. Now, the reason this is going to be part one, and I'm going to apologize in advance for this, but we're kind of going to leave you guys hanging a bit as far as recommendations go for specific exercises or specific ways to exercise for fat loss. Because I think we need to start with a fairly broad discussion on and really wax philosophical about how to exercise, starting from the inside out.
Okay.
Okay. So, I've intentionally kind of kept you in the dark about some of the details of the discussion today because I want to get your honest feedback without any kind of preparation so to speak, on some of the things that we talk about, okay?
Dun, dun. Okay.
But before we do, I do want to I want to expose you guys to a tactic or a technique that I learned this week. Now, it doesn't necessarily specifically apply to fat loss. It's okay. called the 90-second rule. And I learned about it while listening to a program that's called the 90-second rule by a gentleman named Jim Fannin. Now, Jim Fannin is a coach to some of the most well-known athletes and CEOs and performers, okay, as far as kind of personal development and how to kind of get results in their lives. And the 90-second rule is quite interesting. And as I said, it doesn't necessarily specifically apply to fat loss, but I think anything that kind of helps kind of clear your mind, kind of reconnect to yourself, and kind of be able to just take a break from the hectic way life is, mm-hmm, I think can have a pretty dramatic effect on your weight loss as well.
Sure. I think we get so wrapped up in stress and whatnot too that we forget to take even 90 seconds, mm-hmm, for ourselves to focus.
So this 90-second rule, he has a number of ways in which he kind of implements the 90-second rule into your life. And I really highly recommend the program. I'm not finished it, but the stuff that I've listened to thus far has just been really insightful. And this is just one technique, and it's so, so simple. But I've been implementing it in my life over the last week, and it really does make a huge difference in your whole day, okay?
You've been keeping this a secret from me.
I have.
You've been trying something for a whole week, and you haven't told me about it?
I have. So now I'm telling you about
okay.
it.
I'm ready.
Okay, and so here's what we're going to do. Now, believe it or not, for the next 90 seconds, it's going to be complete silence on this podcast. Now, you haven't lost us, but we're not going to say a thing. I'm going to do this with you. And it's just going to go by fairly slow for those of you who haven't kind of done any meditation in the past. And this isn't meditation. This is even easier than meditation, okay? All you're going to do is for the next 90 seconds, you're going to basically reboot your brain. And the way you're going to do it is you're going to close your eyes. You're not going to try to breathe in any way. You're not going to try to think of anything. You're not going to try to repeat anything. You're going to go completely blank for the next 90 seconds. Just close your eyes and see black and do nothing. Don't try anything. If a thought comes in your mind, just let it go and go right back to watching a blank black screen in front of you. Okay? 90 seconds. We're going to time it. You guys will hear a little gong when the time is up. But I want you guys to really experience this and feel this. Because it really does make a huge difference in your life. And you can do this anytime throughout the day. If you're feeling like you want to eat something, you know, crazy sweet, or you don't want to exercise, or you just feel overwhelmed in life, mm-hmm, and you're a stress eater, this is a technique I think you can put into action right away and see significant changes,
okay,
in your ability to tolerate that. Okay?
I'll buy that. Sure.
Here we go. 90 seconds, complete silence. We'll still be on and we'll be back in 90 seconds. So on three, close your eyes and begin. One, two, three. All right, guys, open up your eyes. Did that not feel like an hour?
It felt like a long time. It's hard for me to sit still for 90 seconds.
I know, but you know what, man? He basically describes this as just a moment to reboot your system. Like, if your computer, especially when you get overwhelmed, if your computer has multiple programs that are opened up and it gets overwhelmed, it basically locks up. And a lot of us do that, unfortunately. And this is just a way of hitting the reset button and just take 90 seconds, sit, close out everything else, close your eyes, and do nothing, think nothing for 90 seconds. It really does make a big difference in the way you feel. And I think the way you feel plays a very, very important role in your weight loss efforts.
The choices you make and whatnot. Yeah, mm-hmm. I totally agree.
So that's just the technique. Again, the gentleman's name is Jim Fannin. I don't know him personally, but after you listen to him on the CDs, you do.
So you feel like you know him personally?
You do. He's from, I think, Kentucky. He's got that Kentucky accent that sounds so friendly. But,
okay, cool.
All right, so there's a simple technique. Put it to use, guys. Give it a try. Let me know what you think.
So if you're walking past a bakery and you see a cake that you think, oh, geez, for a moment you're feeling weak and you're looking at that piece of cake.
Try the reboot.
Take 90 seconds.
Yeah.
Reboot.
Take 90 seconds.
And then make a choice.
And reboot. And then he gives some really good techniques for specifically for weight loss and health as well, using the 90-second rule in a different way. But that's just one way. I thought you guys might like to try it out and you might enjoy that.
That's a cool way to start. Yeah. Thanks, Ray.
Very cool. I hope that wasn't too weird being complete silence for 90 seconds.
Only weird because I wasn't prepared. That's all.
Okay. So last week we talked about aerobic activity. Mm-hmm. And basically we talked about how it's not the way to weight loss heaven, right?
Right. It's not the quickest way. It may actually be the slowest way.
Yeah.
But most of us are under the belief that it's the quickest way. And the more cardio you do, the quicker you'll lose weight.
Right. Now, normally, you know, what we have a tendency to do is tell people what we believe, you know, based on the evidence that we have and the experience that we have, what is the most effective way to burn fat mm-hmm. and lose weight, right?
Mm-hmm.
But as I was preparing, I was thinking about that, and I was actually preparing in that way. Let me tell people what is exactly the best way to lose weight as far as exercise is concerned. And there are ways of exercising that do have a positive impact on weight loss, right?
Okay, yep.
And what would you say, if we were to go that route, what would you say is the most important factor in your exercise session as it pertains to weight loss?
The most important factor in your exercise session...
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to name the type of exercise. I'm going to name something that you do during your exercise
right.
that makes it more effective. Focus.
Focus and intensity.
Yeah, oh, yes. Of course, you're focusing on the intensity.
Right.
So even if you're doing 5-pound bicep curls, you are focusing and squeezing your muscles to the point, you know, it doesn't always have to be intense 20-pound dumbbell curls.
Right.
It can be intense 5-pound dumbbell curls. There are people out there who can lift very, very lightweight, but it make it intense. And I try to focus on doing just that.
Yeah, I mean, for those of you who use the gym as kind of like a bar hopping, you know,
a social outing,
forget about it. It's not, you might as well not be there, really. Okay. So intensity definitely trumps the length of the activity, right?
Yes.
And we talked about that last week mm-hmm. in detail. So if you guys haven't listened to that one, listen to that show. But I'm going to take, you know, what kind of stopped me in my tracks was the fact that, and this is a fact, the number one reason why people fail to continue their exercise program is because they describe the program as too hard, too difficult, too intense.
Really?
Yeah. So, and that's one of the top reasons why personal trainers lose clients is oftentimes, if the intensity of the exercise is more than their bodies are able to tolerate, then they are able to tolerate from a mental perspective, they don't come back or they don't renew, you know?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So what I wanted to do was to provide you guys with the most effective way to lose fat. And what I came up with is the fact that consistency trumps intensity.
Okay.
So
I do always say consistency is key and it is important.
Right. But in the exercise session, you're right, it's focus and intensity mm-hmm. that determine the most effective way to lose fat. But if you have somebody who just will give up. Mm-hmm. If it's too tough, especially in the beginning, then I would sacrifice intensity for consistency.
Sure.
You know, we talk a lot about diet, and we do that why?
Well, because nutrition is really like 75 or 80% of your total result outcome.
Right. And so that's why most of our discussion has been around diet rather than exercise.
Right.
And,
right.
And even,
but exercise is important, you know, and both of us would agree. Both of us exercise on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. And I know both of us push resistance training, and I know both of us push interval training too. It's extremely important to have an exercise program, not just for weight loss, but to be healthy so you can continue to, you know, make good choices and live a daily life.
Right.
You know, you've got to be fit and healthy. Without your health, not just from nutrition, but without your health from exercise, you can't have a regular day-to-day life and do the things that you enjoy doing.
Absolutely, you can. And if you don't have the muscle mass to be able to pick yourself up off the floor, you know, or the energy to be able to do the things you want to do.
Right. And this is going to sound horrible. I'm just going to totally interject
spit
here.
Spit it right out there.
I say do the things that you enjoy doing. Well, maybe you enjoy going out and having a few drinks on a Friday night. Or maybe you enjoy going to birthday parties and having a piece of cake. If you don't want that to impact your weight, if you exercise and eat healthy on a consistent basis, mm-hmm. you can get away with doing that every once in a while, and it doesn't ruin your life.
Right. We call that the 90-10 rule. Mm-hmm. We talked about that in the past.
Very, very important.
So you want to make sure that 90% of the time it's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're right on as far as being consistent with a healthy lifestyle,
right.
And the 10% you can toss out.
I always tell my clients, you know, if you're eating 5 or 6 meals a day, 7 days a week, that's 35 meals in a week. If two of those meals are less than perfect, you've got 33 great meals and two mm-hmm. less than perfect meals. Who cares? You know what I mean? It's not
right.
going to ruin your program.
Exercise is important.
Yes.
In order for it to have an impact on your health, it has to be done consistently.
I agree.
You know, you remember what the good news and the bad news is. Right?
Change happens slowly and change happens slowly.
Right. Yeah, we talked about that in a previous podcast where the good news for all you guys out there trying to lose weight is that change happens slowly, right?
Yes.
And the bad news is change happens slowly. Sometimes too slow for us to be satisfied with, right?
Right.
So when that's the case, consistency becomes top of the list as far as importance when it comes to exercise. So if you guys are sitting around reading magazines about the proper way to exercise, but you're not exercising because it just looks too difficult, or you don't have the tools in front of you, or you don't have a gym membership, or you can't afford a gym membership, or you – who cares, really?
That takes us right back to podcast number one. Just get moving.
Absolutely. Exactly. Exactly. And we talked about that in another podcast when we talked about the weight loss registry, right?
Yeah.
One of the key factors about people who had lost weight, significant amounts of weight, by the way, and kept it off was the fact that they exercise 60 to 90 minutes a day.
Yep.
And they do it consistently. And what was the number one exercise that they did? Walking.
Right. Yeah. It's definitely a lifestyle change. And I think the word consistency might scare a lot of people because it sounds like something I have to do for the rest of my life. But if you make that part of your lifestyle, you do it anyway.
You brush your teeth every day. You don't necessarily enjoy brushing your teeth.
Right.
But you do it every day because you know it has to be done.
Yeah. Why is it we can get people to brush their teeth every day, or dentists can get people to brush their teeth every day, but we can't get people to, make really healthy choices every day or start their day off with breakfast even?
Mm-hmm.
You know, something as simple as just having breakfast.
Yeah.
Make that consistent.
Yeah, I mean, totally. And I think that's the place where people need to get in order to successfully lose weight and keep it off for the rest of their life. They have to get to the point where exercise has the same importance and the same consistency as brushing your teeth. Would you agree?
Yeah, totally. Easy. It's a great analogy.
So the question you have to really be asking yourself, you know, and I want to reiterate, intensity does result in the most weight loss. When you work out intensely, when you do interval training, when you do hardcore resistance training, you do get the best results as far as fat loss is concerned.
And probably expedited too, right?
Exactly.
Quickest results.
Faster results as well. But consistency is going to be the key factor. Now, some of you guys out there who are listening, you know, you have no problem jumping into the gym and doing a hardcore workout. Mm-hmm. And you feel the best when you do a workout that you are satisfied has made a difference in your life. Mm-hmm. That's great. You know, you guys need to really, you know, take that intensity to a whole new level. But some of you guys, and this brings me to my next section, which is what type of person are you? So first of all is, where are you starting from?
Okay.
Because if you're 400 pounds, you don't necessarily have to do interval training to lose weight, do you?
No. And this is a great point because everybody's starting from somewhere different. If you're an on-again, off-again, you're someone who eats mm-hmm. healthy, goes to the gym, and then you fall off the next week, there's no consistency there. Maybe it's consistent that you keep giving up. Mm-hmm. But we're talking about consistency in keeping that ball rolling. If right. you're someone that's 400 pounds and you eat 5 Twinkies before you go to bed every night, okay? I'm hoping that there's nobody out there listening to this podcast that eats 5 Twinkies before they go to bed every night. However,
at least not by the 17th podcast.
Not right. That's what I mean. You've been listening to our podcast and you're still eating 5 Twinkies before you go to bed. What I'm trying to say is, cut out the 5 Twinkies before you go yes. to bed, and you will see change. So it's one step at a time, and take those steps consistently. And just like we always say, progressive resistance training, progressive training in general.
Lifestyle training. Yeah.
Progressive lifestyle training. That's great.
TM. We trademarked that.
Uh-oh. TM.
You know, I met with a client this week who, you know, we had been working out for a month. I did a body fat analysis on mm-hmm. them. They had lost, I think, half a pound in a month.
Okay.
Not a lot of weight.
No.
I do a body fat percentage, and we're only working out one day a week, but he was working out on his own separately.
Okay.
We do a body fat percentage, and he had gained a little over half a pound of muscle and lost a little bit, lost about half a pound of fat.
Okay.
So in a month's exercise or a month's routine, that's not satisfactory to me.
Okay.
You know, he should be losing half a pound to a pound a week, especially in the beginning program. So I started asking him some questions.
So he just started his program, you're saying?
Just started the program. Okay. Wasn't doing anything.
Okay.
And we had not had a discussion yet about diet. Okay.
Okay.
So I had a discussion with him about diet, and I said, you know, I found out that he was drinking a large glass of orange juice in the morning.
Mm.
Bread made up a pretty good component, and he was drinking orange juice, and he was eating a big bowl of cereal in the morning or a big yogurt. And so all I did with him was I didn't change his whole diet.
Right.
I said, let's just stop the orange juice.
Mm-hmm.
Let's replace the cereal in the morning with the protein. And I just wanted to cut back on his bread intake by 25 to 50%.
Okay.
See,
no humongous life-altering change going on here.
Exactly. And so we'll see how he does. He's scheduled to come in tomorrow for another assessment.
I can't wait to hear.
I told him I just wanted a pound. I want a pound to go because he got half a pound in a month. So a pound in a week would be fantastic.
Sure.
So we'll see how that works.
You know,
out.
Whenever I do nutritional plans for people, I do very much the same thing. I love to see what people are currently doing, and from what they're currently doing, I can help them make small changes to help them in the right direction.
Right. And mm-hmm. I think that's the best way for most people. So if you're starting, like I said, as a 400-pounder and you want to just make some small changes, and that's all you need to do in the beginning. But if you're like 5, 10 pounds away from your goal weight or your goal body fat, you know, you might have to take it to that whole new level. Okay?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. There's going to come a point where you're going to have to push yourself probably out of your comfort zone
right.
and not just drop a glass of orange juice because –
or be satisfied with what you got.
Or there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you're only 5 or 10 pounds away from your goal, that you may be comfortable there.
Yeah. So it's okay to change your goals, right?
Oh, of course. I do it every day.
All right. So this, and that brings us to the second point, which is, where are you going? You know, where
what's your objective?
And where are you going?
Okay.
If you want a fitness model's body, or if you want to, you know, look like Blythe looks when she hits the, when she hits the
stage
for a fitness competition or a posing competition or bodybuilding mm-hmm. competition, it takes a lot more effort, doesn't it?
Sure does, because I eat better than most people, generally speaking, on a consistent day-to-day basis.
Right.
And for me to make changes, yeah, I have to make big changes. I have to make sacrifices is probably a good
way to put it. Yeah, so the closer you get to your goal weight, I think that's a great way of putting it.
Mm-hmm.
you have to make sacrifices at
right.
that point.
Right. And it's all a trade-in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we make choices every day. Do you want to work towards your fitness goal today, or do you want to work away from it? And every choice you make, you get to work towards, or you get to make that choice all over again.
Yeah, I like that.
Every time.
I like that.
Thanks. I use it a lot.
Okay, the third one, I think this is probably one of the most important ones out of the three. I mean, there's only three here, but this is probably one of the most important ones that will determine if you should go towards intensity or focus on consistency.
Okay.
All right. And that is, what type of eyes do you have? Now, I'm not talking about blue, green, or brown. I'm saying, do you have the eye of the tiger or the eye of a lamb? And you got to be...
I made the tiger noise. I had to throw the lamb in there. Sorry.
You got to be honest with yourself on this one, right? Not everybody has the eye of the tiger.
What is the eye of the tiger? Like the Rocky mentality?
Like the Rocky mentality. Like I'm going to go and I'm going to get it. I'm going to hit the gym. I'm going to hit it hard every single time. Not everybody has that. Mm-hmm. You may be able to develop that over time if you've got the eyes of a lamb. And, you know, I'm sure you've worked with clients. I mean, you were talking about some, you know, how when you've gone into some group classes, people kind of walk in with the eyes of the lamb, mm-hmm. but they walk out with the eye of the tiger. So it can change that fast, can it?
For sure. Yeah. I think once people get confident and comfortable with what they're doing, once they find a program that works for them, they become more like the eye of the tiger. Does that make sense? They become more confident in making choices for themselves and all of that stuff.
So the recommendation is build your program for consistency first until you discover your EOT, or your eye of the tiger. TM. Was that corny? I mean, seriously.
No, EOT. Oh, it's kind of cute. Right, I like when you come up with these fun little things.
We'll put it on a t-shirt. What do you say? Okay.
Do you have the EOT?
I have the EOT. Sometimes. You know, and it changes from day to day, you know. And this is a discovery that I recently made, which kind of, for myself, which kind of made me want to offer that information to you guys. And that is that I was realizing that every workout that I was going to do was built for someone who has the eye of the tiger.
Mm-hmm.
But there are some days, especially in recent weeks, when, you know, you have the eye of the lamb and you are not capable of doing an eye of the tiger workout. So you've got two choices at that time. Mm-hmm. You can either decide not to work out, which is what I was doing.
Okay.
Or you can decide to have an enjoyable workout and not have to make every workout that intense eye of the tiger style workout.
Grueling and right.
Right. So that's what I wanted to convey to people.
Mm, okay. And I think a lot of people will relate with you on that, including myself. I'm not taking myself out of that equation because I do have days like that. Usually depends on my mood and usually depends on my personality that day. I guess depending if I work out first thing in the morning, I'm more eye of the tiger first thing in the morning than I am in the evening.
Mm-hmm.
I know that about myself, so I make it a point to work out in the mornings. You know, those are little changes that I make, actually not necessarily intentionally, because I didn't really pay that much attention to my eye of the tiger until now, until you brought it to my attention. But yeah, I think there are things that people can do for themselves, knowing their personality and what type of eye they are to help them be consistent.
I like it. I like it. I think that was a good podcast, don't you?
Yeah, I think it was fun.
Okay. Awesome. You hear that? That little beep that has nothing to do with the podcast. I'll explain that in a future show. But
Ray's receiving text messages during recording session.
It's not a text message, but I think it's something I'm testing right now. It's
not in all these tests. Not telling me.
Always
off the cuff today.
This is one I don't think you even need, but I do. So anyway, that's the show for today. In the future, in probably the next show, we'll get into talking about intensity again and focusing specifically on resistance training and high intensity interval training.
Yes.
So that we can explain to you guys if you're the type of person who wants to do an eye of the tiger workout, what does that look like? Sound good?
Yeah, sounds great. This was kind of a fun podcast today. Kind of a little off the cuff craziness, but I like that because it shows our real personalities.
Yeah. I totally enjoyed this one as well. And again, let's give them the details. Facebook. Go to
Cut the Fat Podcast.
Cut the Fat
all
Podcast.
All one word. On Facebook. And you can actually like us because they changed the whole join the group thing.
It's, oh, really?
You click on the like okay. button, and then you can become a fan of ours, and you'll receive updates. Every once in a while, I'll put motivational quotes up there, or I'll put something cool that I find that I think that our listeners would enjoy. Mm-hmm. Also, our website, www.cutthefatpodcast.com.
And you can follow us on Twitter on there.
Yeah, that's right. We do have links right on our on our page.
I haven't tweeted yet, but I intend to tweet in the future. For now, I'm still working out the kinks on that one. But that's available as well. What else?
We are going to be going out to the Grilled Lincolns. check out this band, guys. They are fantastic. I know Ray was telling me for the first, 12 podcasts how great these guys were. Until I found them myself, heard them live, they're absolutely fantastic.
Great. And that's what you're hearing right now as we go out. So you guys have fun. We'll catch you next time on Cut the Fat Podcast.
Good night.
Something new. Well, I'm your brother and I hope you do. I don't know what can make you feel your days, but for now I wish you'd just come back when you're okay. Forget your shoes, just wear your flip-flops in the snow.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.